Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I just heard someone. I was just checking.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody.
Good evening.
This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God on today. I give God all the praise and all the glory, all the honor on today. We're going to get ready to have a short devotional. I'm going to read scripture, and we're going to have a song, and we're going to have a prayer today. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devour coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalms 18. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking for forgiveness, repenting, and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I confess, I repent. I'm sorry, God. Just want to be cleansed in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me now, God. Cleanse my mind and every thought today, God. Cleanse my heart today, God. Purify me, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, God, and minister and teach us today, God. Move me from this flesh, God, and that the Holy Ghost can take up and take control of this Bible class, God. Open our minds. Open our spirit, meaning God, that we may receive this word, God, just like you got it, like it's written, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, every member, God. Cover them today, God. In the name of Jesus, bring them closer to you, God. Bring them closer, God. Bring them closer to you, Lord, to your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we bind the strong man, God. We bind the strong man. We bind up the strong man on tonight from this radio broadcast, from our Bible class, from our lives. We thank you. We pray. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let it be. So let it be. Hallelujah. We just give God praise. We're going to get with it. To start reading in chapter 10.
1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin and Zelophehad, and they will say unto thee, the ashes which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the ashes, you saying, what shall I do for my son? Then thou shalt go forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee there three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that thou shalt come to the God. There is a gift of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me in Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee thou shalt do. And that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came as that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met them, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, What is this that has come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had made on an end of prophesying, he came to the high place, and Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, whither went? And he said, to seek the asses. And when he saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spoke, he told him not. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord of Mizpah and said unto the children of Israel, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all the kingdoms and of them that oppressed you. And ye this day rejected your God, whom himself saved you out of all of your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by the tribe, by your tribes, and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all of the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matra was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken, and when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of the Lord further, if the men should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he had hidden himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him. And then he stood among the people. He was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, see him whom the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him amongst all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Then Nahash the Amorite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them on the condition. Let me see, y'all, I gotta turn my light on just one second. I'm sitting in the door. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them on this condition, will I make a covenant with you that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel? And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coast of Israel. And then, if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeon of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he had heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messenger that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by that time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messenger came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out unto you, and you shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so on tomorrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came unto the midst of the host in the morning watch, and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said unto Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men. that we may put them to death. And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day. For today is the Lord. For today the Lord have wrought salvation in Israel. Then said to the people, come and let us go to Gilead and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilead, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilead. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offering before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Chapter 12. And Samuel said unto all Israel, behold, I have hearkened unto your voice in all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed. And behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood until this day. Behold, here I am, witness against me before the Lord, before his anointed, whose ox have I taken, or whose ass have I taken, or whom have I defrauded, whom have I oppressed, or of whom hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes therewith, and I will restore it you. And they said, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found any aught, have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, he is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt, now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers, when Jacob was come unto Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Lord. Then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Lord, their God, he sold them into the hands of the Syrian captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hands of the Philistines, into the hands of the king of Moab, that they fought against them. And they cried unto the Lord and said, we have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord. And he served Balaam and Asherah. But now deliver us out of the hands of our enemy, and we will serve thee. And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Naphtali and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hands of your enemies on every side, and ye dwell safe. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. Now, therefore, behold the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired, and behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. And if you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reign over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call upon the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, And the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servant unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all of your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then shall ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord would not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, ask for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I would teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he have done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king. I have just read you both chapters of 11 and 12, 1 Samuel. May God add a blessing to the doers of his word. So we're going to get ready to answer these questions, and we're going to talk about this tonight. So the first question in chapter 10. How did Saul receive a new heart? How did he receive a new heart?
The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Yeah, God gave him a new heart. I'm trying to find the verse.
Is it verse
9? Verse 9. Mm-hmm. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9 says, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those things came to pass that day. That was awesome. He gave him a new heart. That's why I know that leaders have to be changed too. We can't just become a leader and be the same way we came when we came in. Mm-mm. Okay, chapter 11, question 1. How did the Ammonites want the men of Jabesh-Gilead to surrender? How did they want? That was funny. How did they want them to surrender? Remember what he said? That was funny. That's why I said it was funny, because he was talking about putting out one eye. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. And Nahash, the Ammonite, answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only condition he would be their king or fight with them or for them. Wanted to put out of the right eyes of each of the men of Israel, which they surrendered. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the enemy, that's the kind of stuff you get. How did Saul get the people of Israel to go to battle against the Ammonites? How did he get them to do it? Because they were so afraid. Remember what he did?
The Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied to him.
No, he...
In verse,
let me see,
7b. Seven.
He took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces. and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell upon the people, and they came out with one consent. Okay, number 11. How many people came out to battle? How many people came out to battle?
300,000.
Yep. 330,000 men came to battle. Would Saul allow the men who were against him to be put to death? No. I just read that. Let me see where I read it at. He didn't want nobody to be put to death that day. He said nobody would die today.
Verse 13.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. Chapter 12. What did Samuel remind the people about God? And this is in chapter 12, the first question.
Was it verse 14, 15?
Okay, let me see. In chapter 12. Yep. That's it. He said, if you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. That's it. That's absolutely it. He told them how righteous God had been to them and how he had delivered them out of the hands of their enemies every time. He also reminded them that God would punish them if they did not follow his commandments. And he reminded them, too, about how God brought their fathers out. He did. What did Samuel say was the sin of the people? What did he say was the sin of the people? What was the sin of the people? What did they do to cause God to have put sin on them? Anyway, God didn't do it. They put sin on themselves. But what did they do? Okay. Should be around verse 17. It says, it is not week harvest today. I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may proceed and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking for a king. They asked for a king. They sinned against the Lord for asking for a king, and God was their king. I don't know, just like Prophetess Martin was saying last week, all the way back from Genesis, all the way up until now, God has been their king. You know, I don't understand why they had to have a new king, a king, when God been their king all the time. And now they want a king. They knew God was their king. They said they wanted to have somebody that they could see excuse me, I'm belting and yawning. They wanted to have somebody that they could see and feel and all this kind of stuff. And Samuel was trying to tell them that whoever they got was probably going to take half of their crop and all this kind of stuff like that. They didn't want to hear it. They just wanted to be one of the kings. It's not good. God was their king all along. He'd been their king all along, and here they go. I don't understand it. But does anybody have any questions before I start? Or comment? So, like verses in the beginning of chapter 10, Samuel anointed Saul in private first. He told Saul that God had anointed him as the leader over the Israelites, over Israel. Man did not choose Saul, but God chose him. That's why God gave him a new heart, because God chose him. All the Israelites saw that God chose Samuel, and I guess they were pleased with that. And they gave honor to Saul. God chose Saul. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm saying the wrong name. God chose Saul. Samuel was already a prophet. But all of Israelites saw that God chose Saul, and the Israelites honored Saul in public. So they was good with it, because now they was getting a leader that they could see. But it goes to show you they didn't have what they didn't have. They didn't have faith. Faith is the substance of things not seen. Wait a minute. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Just because you can't see God with your natural eyes, he's there. You have to know that. But the people they wanted to see their king. And God was the king. You know, and I'm sure, you know, it kind of hurt God some, and he could have killed them. But he said, I'm going to give them what they ask for. And sometimes we ask for stuff we don't really need because we have God. We say God is our everything. He can be, because we be wanting more. We be wanting more, but all we... And God will take care of you. All you got to do is have enough faith to believe that God is going to take care of you. God will cover you. God will do this. God will do that. You got to have enough faith to do it, because in faith without works is dead. So you got to move by the Spirit of the Lord. The first event shows that Samuel's word about the donkey was true. Saul did not have to think about the donkeys anymore, because Samuel told him they already been found. The second event showed that he was a very important person. The three men that had food for the priest, but they gave some of it to Saul instead. So they had to know that he was important and that God had sent him. The third event happened at Samuel's house. The Philistines kept attacking the land of Israel. They had a camp at Gibeah. But in the ninth chapter, around about that 16th verse, God said that the king would save his people from the Philistines. The group of prophets in verse 5 was different. A single prophet. the single prophets listened to what God said and told the people. Wait a minute. And told the people God's words, but the group of prophets usually lived together near places of worship. And I'm not going to say a synagogue, but they was near a temple, but they all lived together like the priests and the nuns do. They all lived together like that. They prophesied when the Spirit of God took control of them, and this means that they played instruments and they sang and they worshiped God, all of it. They shouted and danced with great excitement. They gave God a praise and a worship when they got together. And then, you know, they just let God take control of them. They had harps and horns and all kind of string instruments. They praised God, the tambourine too. Mm-hmm. So these events that happened that I just said show Saul that Samuel's words were true. Everything happened just as he said would happen. So, you know, Samuel was a true prophet of God. His mother, Hannah, gave him back to God from a child on up. So he stayed with Eli until he took over as priest prophet of Israel. And the difference is he was God's messenger. Anything God wanted the people to know, he would tell Samuel to tell them. But God was king over Israel. He was the king. And he just used Samuel to tell him what he said do. Mm-hmm. The group of prophets had to learn to prophesy. So people were surprised when Saul started to prophesy because they was like, who is that? Who is this? Is that the son of Kish? Who is that? Because they never knew how. The other prophets, all the group of prophets, they learned to prophesy. But God's spirit was upon Saul. And Samuel prayed, and he prophesied with the prophets. They knew had nobody get trained Saul. And they had seen him around before. He had never prophesied before, but the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, came upon Saul. And he prophesied. And the Holy Spirit changed Saul's behavior on the outer behavior. But the Holy Spirit did not enter into Saul in the way that he entered into the other people. So, you know, on down the line, God changed Saul's heart because he was only changed on his behavior. His heart had not been changed then. That's, I guess, how he could tear that oxen up like he did, cut him up. And, you know, back in those days, the people didn't like prophets, especially a whole group of them. Y'all know that. And they always said the prophets always behave in a strange way. Prophets are different. Prophets are different than other people. They don't act the same as other people. You know, they have strange ways. And they didn't want, and when you saw a prophet coming in the old days, like the people prophesied, now you're going to get a car, you're going to get some money, you're going to be blessed, all this kind of stuff. Them prophets back in the old days, they didn't bring that kind of mess. They told them just what God said. They tell them just what God said. They didn't bring that stuff. So the people would be scared and afraid to talk to the prophet. They would be afraid to do it. Mm-hmm.
so after all of that, and Saul prophesied and hung out with the group of prophets and stuff, they in turn anointed or made Saul king after that. Because right before then, Samuel explained to them the rights of a king. See, God wasn't doing all that stuff that the king going to do. God wasn't taking half of their crops and all that stuff. They had to sacrifice, but God wasn't doing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the king could take all their land, could take they children or whatever, because he was king. And then Samuel reminded the Israelites that they had refused the Lord as their king now. And Samuel did not declare that Saul was their king, but the people saw that God chose Saul. But they had asked God for a king. And he was trying to now, Saul was just a regular man. He was just a regular man, but he was a tall man. He was probably about 7 feet tall because he was taller. He was a shoulder length to every other man. His shoulder was at their head. So all of that other part, he was taller than the rest of the men around. And God said he could see further. He could see things coming further than the other men. And when they was in battle. But God was kind to Saul, and he gave Saul a group of brave men to help him. And then they stayed with him at They stayed with him so they can all get to know him that he was their king. They had to. And then he was wanting to be protected and everything. So God chose them, and they still wanted to choose who they wanted, believe me. You know how people are. They don't want God helping them do nothing like that. They want God to do what they want him to do. But God chose him to be king. So after that, in chapter 11, the Ammonites had attacked Israel. They attacked Jabesh, the Ammonites. And Jabesh wanted somebody to be over them to help fight, lead the battle and stuff. And here they went to Nahash to ask Nahash to protect them. And you know what Nahash told them? Only way I protect you is if you let every one of y'all, every man, let me pluck his right eye out. Then I'll do it. That's what he told them. He said, only if you let me pluck your right eye out, every man that's fighting. If I can just pluck your right eye out, I'll protect you. But that's what they get. That's exactly what they get. But the men went to Saul in Gabeah, whatever that is, where Saul lived in this town. And when they told the people the news, the people started to cry loud. They started weeping and hollering. And Saul had been in his field, and then he started coming home, and he saw the people. He heard the people crying. He heard them. And he was asking, what y'all crying for? What happened? What happened? They started to tell Saul, and Saul
got mad. He got angry. And he got his oxen, and he cut him up into pieces. And he told the messenger to take this to him and tell him this is how anybody that come up against him, want to fight against him, this is what's going to happen to them. And the people got scared. They feared Saul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went back to Jabez and took that news to, what is his name? It's Nahash. And whoever it was that was trying to be against them. And whoever wanted to fight them, he said, this is how they going to look when we get through with them. Mm-hmm. This was good. So, and I don't want to prolong because we don't have a whole lot of time left, but the way that Saul set up the battle was he put them in three companies, and it was like 330,000 men all together. Let me look at this word. It was 300, I'm trying to see. I know it was 330 men, I think. I know it was 300,000 Israelites, and I think it was 33,000, something like that. Anyway, it was 330,000 men. And Saul had set them up in three companies so that they could go out and attack them in three different ways, you know, from three different sides. So in that, and God blessed them. I'm telling you, God blessed them. Mm-hmm. God blessed them. But in chapter 12, you know, Samuel was explaining to them that he was getting old and gray. And then he started telling them about Saul and stuff like that. And he was saying, who have I done wrong? Whoever you think I've done wrong, say something now. Say it now. Tell people, tell the Lord, right here before the Lord, before the people, if I have bribed anybody, if I've taken things from anybody, he just went on down the line, if I've done anything wrong, let me know now. Just let me know now. And they said that he hadn't done anything wrong to them. He hadn't done not anything. So the Israelites they accepted Saul as their king. But Samuel had led them for a long time. He had been a good leader, pastor, whatever it was, prophet. And Samuel had even given them the king that they wanted because that's what they asked for. And Samuel was honest and fair to the people. He was honest and fair, and they could trust him. Never took none from him at all. Never did. He was a good leader. Mm-hmm. But he started telling them, you know, he had to give it up because they had a king now. But Samuel reminds the Israelites that they refused the Lord as their king. Instead, they wanted a man as their king. But the Lord was still their king. And the Israelites had to obey the Lord. Their king had to obey the Lord. Samuel warns the Israelites not to oppose the Lord. When they did this in the past, the Lord punished them. And if they do it here in the future, the Lord was going to punish them again. So he was letting them know, I can't help y'all this time. I can't go before the Lord this time because y'all chose the king. So you don't need a messenger because you got a king. So in that last little bit, he was saying it was the wheat harvest is in the dry season. There is no rain or thunder in this season, but God sent thunder. Samuel prayed for it to come to frighten the Philistines. The Israelites was very frightened when God sent the rain and the thunder in the dry season, because they had seasons that you can tell it was dry this season, rain this season, snow this season. But shoot, God made it rain in the dry season. And they were really afraid, the Israelites and the Philistines. They was afraid that God was going to kill them. See, but Samuel knew that God loved them, and he wasn't going to hurt them. He just frightened them. Mm-hmm. So any questions or comments? It was really good. I really enjoyed everything. I just really, I studied. We did three chapters tonight. It was really good. All three of them, the first chapter didn't have but one question, but we still got a chance to talk about, everything and how the prophetic works. Prophetic ain't nothing to play with. Like I said, in the old days, and they seen the prophets coming, honey, they was running, hiding, hoping they didn't have no word for them. Because they want people now, they run after the prophets. If they was the prophets of old, honey, they wouldn't have been running after no prophets if them prophets was Samuel now. Because they didn't come. They came to tell you what God said. And most of the time, it was saying, you finna get your tail toe up. Mm-hmm. You finna get whooped by God because you sinned and you did something wrong. Otherwise, God wouldn't mess with you. But when you did something wrong, he let you know you did it. He'll send his prophet to tell you, let you know you're doing wrong now. You better change your ways. You better do this. You better stop while you're ahead. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday of next week, we'll do chapters 11 and 12. And next Thursday, we don't have it. But we'll do 11. We'll do 12. We'll do 13 and 14. I'm sorry. We'll do 13 and 14 next Tuesday. But you all make sure you study your word, because I be trying to study mine. I have a lot on my plate, but believe me, I try to make time. If I don't do it the day before, I do it the same day. But I put, an hour or so into it, maybe 2 hours, because all of it is good. And once you understand what the Lord is trying to say, it's very good. It's very good. So, anyway, I'm not going to hold you. Anybody have any questions to ask about it? Mm-hmm. So I thank and praise God for it. Yeah, it was really good, and I understood everything. I really did, and how, they're just teaching you how the prophets work. Prophets are peculiar people. They're not like everybody else. They never will be, because they're the messengers of God. People think you're strange and stuff. Not saying you're not nice and loving, but you're still not like other people. You don't desire to be around a whole lot of people because you're not like them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this word out of the book of Samuel, God. We thank you, God, for opening up our understanding, opening up our heart that we may receive your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless every member of this ministry. I ask you to cover them and their family, God. Cover the ones that's under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I ask you, God, to just speak to us through your word. Speak to us, God, through your word. We need your word on today. Lord, we just praise you. We give you glory. We magnify you on tonight. We glorify you, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. I love you. I will be on live in the morning at 6 Central at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we do have the 800 numbers that I will be putting up on Facebook every time I go on there. I'll put them up on there so people can see. And Prophetess Brown, I want you to put for counseling and prayer. I want prayer on there too. If you could type prayer in there too with the counseling, so people can know they can get prayer and they can get counseling if they need to. And counseling is just trying to advise them. You know, people, they seek wise counseling. So sometimes they may want to just ask you this or ask you that. And you pray and ask God, or you tell them, let me pray about it and I'll get back with you, or something like that. But that's what you have to do when they ask you especially about counseling or advice about something. Tell them to pray, or you, if they ask you, just say, listen, let me pray about it. Let me pray and ask, let God speak to me about it, and I'll get back to you. So, but you could pray for anybody, and it's going to go up. It's going to go up, and we still do have our chaplain thing, and it will start September the 12th. So I'm going to put that back out again. I'm going to put the flyer out every morning when I get ready. In the morning, it will be on the live broadcast, that flyer. I'm going to put it back out there. So God bless you all. You all have a good night and a good night's sleep, and God bless you. I love you all. In the morning, I'll be on live. God bless you. Have a good night.
Amen. God bless you.
Love you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you.
All right. God bless you.